Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I'll tell you what, this has been a great outlet for me today. It's been a very fast-moving program so far with a lot of opinions out there. Many of them have come from you, interactive, calling, tweeting the show. It's been a big boost for me. It's almost been like a real endorphin rush to get out of my little bubble. You know, I'm really taking the self, the social distancing thing very seriously. You know, I want a return to normal as quickly as possible. So that's the mandate. I'm trying to do my best to adhere to it, to abide by it. And so it's really been just my wife and I the last couple of days at home. So a chance to kind of come in here and get some things off my chest and engage in, you know, some, I think, very robust football conversations today, because there is a lot going on there. I mean, the NFL is my favorite league. Football is my favorite sport. And so, you know, this is one place in the sports world right now that does seem normal. And I'll be honest, even if the NCAA tournament was going on right now, I still think the topics we've discussed today would still be the ones that were on my agenda or on my menu for today's show anyways. And I love March Madness, and I can back it up with credentials. I've been to a bunch of conference tournaments. I used to go to the Big East tournament every year. I went to the ACC tournament last year. I've been to the Atlantic 10 tournament. I was at an NEC tournament, Northeast Conference, which is a one big league. I was at their championship game a couple of weeks ago before the season was ended, canceled. I've been to first round NCAA games. I've been to Sweet 16. I've been to the Final Four. So I've seen it all. And I love the NCAA tournament, but it still doesn't capture America's attention the way that the NFL does. And we have, as it turns out, one of the biggest stories in NFL history to talk about today. That's not at all an exaggeration. It's not hyperbole. It's the continued development of Tom Brady's next chapter of picking Tampa Bay, of after 20 years in New England, wanting a fresh start and a new beginning somewhere, and the way it leaves the Patriots, and the ways it positions Tampa Bay to go from a largely irrelevant franchise to, in my opinion, an instant contender in the NFL. An instant Super Bowl contender, not just because I think Tom Brady is an upgrade to Jameis Winston, but because I think you've got a coach that can get the best out of him, and I think you've got the pieces around him to take a big jump. Teams go every year. We have six teams on average in the NFL that go from missing the playoffs to making the playoffs. And I think Tampa Bay now becomes an obvious choice to go from missing the playoffs to making the playoffs. Now, some, I think idiotically, who are just trying to, you know, be different, are trying to tell you that there's some Browns similarities, that you don't want to win the offseason. And really, I mean, Tampa Bay is not, it's not like they've made five or six big moves. They've really only swapped out quarterbacks so far. And, you know, to me, it's not even something that is speculative or something that is even up for debate. Tom Brady is going to personify winning, and right from the day he gets there, there's going to be a new tone within the Buccaneers facilities where there's a certain standard that needs to get met. And I think Bruce Arians, you know, maybe eventually he could have done that on his own. But organically, Arians is a good enough coach where I think he could have instilled a winning culture. But Brady just takes it to a whole new level because of his resume. And I'm of the opinion, I'm in the camp, that last year with New England, it was more about what was around Brady on offense than it was about age. He's clearly deteriorated. He's not the same quarterback he was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but he's still good. Tom Brady did not fall off a cliff last year the way, say, Philip Rivers did in L.A., and I think the Colts are insane for thinking that he's going to be the answer to their prayers in Indianapolis this year. But I wanted to bring something up here because it's been a hot topic. It's something that could still happen. Now, Bruce Arians seems to have leaked some information to his friends in the media, and there are many. Arians has a very good relationship with the football media. He went and worked for CBS for a year, let's not forget, after retiring in Arizona. He's very candid. He's a great coach. He doesn't look at the media as an enemy. And so, you know, he can get information out to them easier than, say, some other coaches who play it much closer to the vest. But I think we have here a situation brewing in Tampa Bay where Tom Brady wants Antonio Brown, and Bruce Arians is very familiar with Brown from his Steelers days. And so one of the things that I think bears watching now is whether or not Brady is going to exude some influence there, and how hard is he going to push to get Antonio Brown to Tampa. They had 13 days together in New England, and by all accounts, from everything I've heard, Tom Brady and Antonio Brown were two peas in a pod, that both guys kind of were kindred spirits. They were mirror images of each other. And I don't mean from an off-the-field standpoint. I mean in terms of work ethic and desire to be great. They're both six-round picks. They're both guys who were underdogs. I think that they see a lot of each other. You know, it's like that Spider-Man meme. I think they're pointing at each other, and I'm you and you're me. And I think Brady wanted the Patriots to remain kind of in Antonio Brown's corner. When that didn't happen, I think Brady and Belichick were disappointed that Kraft didn't stand by Antonio Brown, because they had to know that without Brown, there really wasn't going to be a playmaker or difference maker in that offense. Now, I get it. You know, the Buccaneers have no shortage. Great wide receivers are not in short supply there. They already have two really, really good ones. Mike Evans is 6-for-6 in his career. Six seasons, six 1,000-yard receiving games. Chris Godwin had a breakout year in 2020. I'm also in Pittsburgh. I'm broadcasting from our CBS Sports Radio studios here, so I get it. I've seen Antonio Brown up close. I know all the warts. I know the good. I know the bad. I know the way his relationship with Ben Roethlisberger went toxic. I watched him burn every last bridge with the Steelers. But I think the Brady dynamic is different. And I think if there's one person in the NFL, in the football world, that can get Antonio Brown on the straight and narrow, it's Tom Brady. Bruce Arians likes to take credit for Antonio Brown finding him. You know, I was on that Steelers coaching staff. I liked him at Central Michigan. I'm the reason why the Steelers picked him. Now, Arians, I think, feels caught in the middle because he's so close to Ben Roethlisberger. When that thing went south, Arians is going to side with Ben, and he's going to make Antonio Brown out to be the bad guy. But you only get so many chances to win Super Bowls. And we know Bruce Arians is older and has had to quit because of health problems. And we know that Tom Brady is 43 years old. So what I'm saying, and I came around to this, okay, this isn't something that was necessarily a knee-jerk reaction or a first initial thought for me. If I'm the Buccaneers, I sign Antonio Brown, and I give him a one-year deal, and I load it up with incentives, and I understand that the second I sign him, he's probably going to get suspended. But if you heard Roger Goodell at the Super Bowl Media Day press conference in Miami in February last month, he sounded almost kind of empathetic towards Antonio Brown. Like, the number one thing was, you know, as a person, you know, getting help and getting therapy for Antonio Brown and getting his life back in order. Did not sound like he was a rule with an iron fist commissioner that day. And we've also seen Goodell take some concessions, you know, make some adjustments to the way he's now going to dole out discipline with the NFL's new CBA. So I think Antonio Brown would get suspended, but I don't think it's for a full season. I'm not even sure it's for half a season. And, you know, the circus is already coming to town if you're Tampa. Tom Brady is already going to bring on new eyeballs, new scrutiny, more reporters. It's like Tiger Woods at a golf tournament, or it's like LeBron James. Tom Brady is going to do that. So you've already made that deal. You've already welcomed that. If Brady believes, and it appears he does, if Tom Brady believes that he can get Antonio Brown to buy in, then I say what the hell, do it. Because say what you will about Tom Brady, if you think he's lost it, if you think he's regressed or declined, you give him Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin. As long as Brady can throw the ball and can stay upright, there's no reason why the Buccaneers, once they get Brown back, there would be no reason for them to be the best offense in the NFL. Because it would be ultimate pick your poison. Brady would have one of those guys in single coverage all the time. And it was a little bit different, but when they went 16-0, he had Randy Moss, he had Wes Welker, he had Dante Stallworth, he had three guys who either were going to be number one wide receivers or had already been number one wide receivers. You know, we've seen great offenses like the one in Minnesota in 98 that had Randy Moss, Chris Carter, and Jake Reed. Three Pro Bowl wide receivers. And Antonio Brown would have to have a personality change. You know, he wouldn't get the ball thrown to him 12 times a game. But if he's going to resuscitate his career, and if he's going to make an impact in the NFL again, there's no better person to align yourself with than Tom Brady. And it seems like off the field, they still very openly on social media, Brady and Brown talk to each other. So I think there is affinity and affection there. There's obviously mutual respect. And to Brown's credit, you know, he got arrested and he did a lot of dumb stuff. And I would never want to come off as an Antonio Brown apologist. But he's kind of laid low here for the last month or two. He's kind of kept a lower profile. He's not on TMZ every day now. So yeah, it would be a lot, and it would be another huge personality, and it would be another distraction. But if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what do you have to lose? You haven't made the playoffs since 2007. You're already betting on Tom Brady. Why not go all in and bring in Antonio Brown, too? That's what I would do. And I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think about Tom Brady going to Tampa, if you think it's going to work, if you think it's going to pay off. If you think the Buccaneers are a Super Bowl contender, and I want you to tell me if you agree with me. Do you think Antonio Brown to the Bucs makes sense? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Again, that's 855-212-4227. Antonio Brown to the Bucs. Should that be Tampa's next move? Should they pair Brady with Brown? 855-212-4227. It's the Pony Express. I want your calls next on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. You've got millions of Americans who have financed the home of their dreams with their help at Rocket Mortgage, and they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. I say why not? If you're the Bucks, bring in Antonio Brown. Assemble on paper the greatest set of wide receivers maybe in NFL history. If Antonio Brown has to watch because he's suspended for the first few games, fine. Put him on a zero tolerance policy. You know, that's what the Patriots did. If Brady believes in Antonio Brown and you're signing Tom Brady, Tampa Bay, I think it's worth a shot. You could have, if you do it, if you bring in Brown, the Buccaneers could have three of the 10 best wide receivers in football on one team. With a really good offensive coach in Bruce Arians and Tom Brady at quarterback. Why not? I already think the Buccaneers will, in the short term, immediately, I think they go from losing team to playoff team. I think double-digit wins. I would be massively disappointed and shocked if they didn't win double-digit games, 10 games at least. And I think right now they'll go to the NFC Championship game. What do you think? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. That number is brought to you by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Here is Shaka in Atlanta on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Shaka.
Hey, thanks, Andrew, for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to preface it by saying I think that the dynasty was both of them, because what gets underplayed is that Tom Brady never took a big contract just so the team could succeed and flourish.
Yep.
And a lot of times, everybody says, well, he went several years without that lead receiver, or he was just throwing to anybody. But he was always standing upright. That New England front line, that was a wall. And the reason they struggled this year is because he didn't have that wall. And I'll take that to Tampa Bay, where they also don't have a great line. I mean, all Jameis Winston's picks weren't, all those 30 picks weren't all his fault. I think that Tampa Bay, and I'm a Falcons fan, so we play them twice a year. I thought Tampa Bay was going to be good even before the Brady signing. So I definitely agree that they're a contender.
Well, I think the offensive line in Tampa Bay is interesting because the tackles are bad. The tackles are below average, but the guards and center are good. And I think the best way to get to Brady is with pressure up the middle. So if they do a good job of keeping the pressure right in front of Brady away, then I think he can make do. He's got a great internal clock in terms of knowing when to get rid of the ball. We know that he could dink and dunk you to death like he did in New England with death by 1,000 paper cuts. And so that's not really your prototypical Bruce Arians offense. But if they need to get the ball out quickly to playmakers to make up for maybe their weakness at tackle, I think Brady and Arians with Byron Leftwich can game plan around that. They don't have great offensive tackles, but I don't think they need them. They've got good guards and a good center. And they've got already have an outstanding set of receivers and tight ends. I would just try to create as many matchup problems as possible, and then let Brady and Arians work their magic. And that's why I would take a shot on Antonio Brown. And if he came in with an attitude and he pouted about not getting the ball, see ya. Easy. You're out of here. I'm not a believer that Brady was a function of his offensive line. I don't believe that. I think great quarterbacks know how to make offensive lines function better. And I think Peyton Manning did that for a long time in Indianapolis, and I think Brady did that in New England. Here is B in San Diego on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, B.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, man.
Thanks for taking my call, bro.
Sure.
Yeah, man, I got a different perspective, man. I think Tom Brady kind of went down there to the NFC South to battle Drew Brees. He never really had a quarterback that he had to battle twice a year.
Well, maybe not twice a year, but he had Peyton Manning in the same conference with him for all those years. But I get your point.
Yep. And I just think that in terms of legacy-wise, I think he may not personally think he's better than Drew Brees.
Why not?
The greatest players of all time, when they also have maybe the greatest coach of all time, I think that kind of gets to them and their psyche. When you have the combination of both and you have another player of your caliber who does what you do and he doesn't have that.
I mean, do you feel like that diminishes Michael Jordan at all, that he had Phil Jackson?
Yes.
Really?
Anybody. Joe Montana with
Bill Walsh.
Bill Walsh. Yes. Anybody. That's my opinion. Tim Duncan with Greg Popovich. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't think that Brady looks at Brees as a superior quarterback because right now the scoreboard says Brady 6, Brees 1. And I think that's what Brady measures. I think that's all he cares about is winning. I don't think he cares about the stats. I think some guys say that and don't believe it. They just want their numbers and they want the paycheck. That's how a lot of professional athletes measure themselves. How much money did I make? Did I make more than you? Did I score more points? Did I have more touchdowns? Did I have more passing yards? I don't think Brady's wired that way. I think it's all about championships. That's why he takes less money. And he's taking less again. He's only taken $25 million. I bet if he asked for $30, the Bucks would have given it to him. But that extra $5 million could help Tampa Bay bring in a player that makes the difference in the end. Here's Charlie in Milwaukee on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was just going to say, I think Tom Brady is an aging quarterback with limited mobility, and taking the big contract, you might say 25 is not enough. But again, it's a big percentage. They're not going to be able to surround him with either the stop-dead defense or the line that's going to protect him down the road. He might have Antonio Brown. I hope they get Antonio Brown for next to nothing and hold him on a short leash. That'd be great. It'd be phenomenal to see if they can win with that. But again, I don't think they're going to have the money to.
Well, they still have $30 million in cap space, Charlie.
Well, then we'll see what happens with the defense, and if they have a knocked dead defense, great.
If you don't think Brady in his 40s, limited mobility, if you think that's like, you know, a warning sign, or if you think that's trouble, do you feel the same way about Drew Brees?
Yeah, well, I feel that way about Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is big contract. They had a great year, but they had a weak schedule,
yep.
And they ended up making it to the NFC Championship, not because of Aaron Rodgers, but in spite of Aaron Rodgers. Next year
Wow.
is going to be a long, long road for the Green Bay Packers because Aaron Rodgers takes so much money off the salary cap that it makes it hard to put the.
Well, yeah, it's a $10 million difference between Brady and Rodgers on the cap, and that's a lot. So then, how do you think Tampa will do this year, Charlie?
If they're coming from behind. And the defense is teeing off on him, and his limited mobility, it's going to be a long season. If they got a defense that turns out to be okay.
So then who would you pick to win that division right now?
I still like the Saints.
Even though they have a quarterback with limited mobility who's making $25 million a year.
I think, Drew Brees is one of a kind.
And what's Tom Brady?
Well, I still would take Drew Brees over Tom Brady.
Wait a minute. You think Brees is better than Brady?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then why can't Brees win championships, Charlie? He's got only one. He's been to one Super Bowl.
Coach, he doesn't have the coach or the team that New England had. I think New England was more of a team success than an individual success.
I don't disagree with you on that. I don't disagree with that statement. But outside of New Orleans, I am shocked that anyone would put Drew Brees ahead of Tom Brady. To me, that's disrespectful. And look, it's not all about championships. It's not the only thing. But there are only a couple of individual positions in sports where I think championships are a big defining characteristic. Quarterbacks, star players in the NBA, because there's only five guys on the court at one time. I think if you're a star player in the NBA, you have way more influence on the outcome of a game than, say, a great hitter in baseball. You know, if Mike Trout can't win championships in L.A., it's not his fault. He's one guy in a nine-man lineup. He gets 4 to 5 at-bats a game. That's it. If you have LeBron James, the ball is in your hand on every possession. If you have Tom Brady or Drew Brees, the play starts with him every time your offense has the ball. So I do think championships count a lot more for quarterbacks. Like, I don't think of Anthony Munoz as any less of a left tackle because he doesn't have a championship. But when you're a quarterback, you need rings. And Brady has way more than anybody but Montana and Bradshaw. So, I'm sorry, but, and I'm not a Patriots fan at all, but I think it's massively disrespectful to say that Brees is better than Brady. How will the Bucs fare in 2020? I think they're going to win the NFC South. I think they'll be one of the best teams in football. And I think it would be cool if they added Antonio Brown to the whole thing. I don't think he would blow the team up. Others think that way, but I think Brady would get him in line. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'd love to hear from you on this next. Andrew Filippone, The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio. Conversation 24/7 on Twitter at The Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Follow us at CBS Sports Radio. Download the radio.com app today. It's free. Not only do you get access to CBS Sports Radio, our list of local sports radio affiliates are on there, but you can also rewind and listen back to the show. Starts at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Segment you missed, hour you want to just listen back to the show in its entirety, it's there at the radio.com app. Also streaming 24/7 at cbssportsradio.com. And you can listen, if you're a satellite subscriber, Sirius XM Channel 206. We're talking about Tom Brady, his future in Tampa Bay. If you think he's going to taste success right away, not that he has years. I don't think, you know, going to a team that was going to require, you know, 2 or 3 years to get things off the ground was going to work for Brady. Time is of the essence for him. Tampa's got great weapons on offense. They've got a really good coach. And they got a defense that, when it wasn't put in bad situations last year by Jameis Winston, was pretty good. They had, I think, the second best run defense in the NFL behind the Jets. So you've got the makings of a good team that was really done in by its reckless quarterback last year. And I think I would even go one more step. I would bring Antonio Brown to Tampa. And I would have Tom Brady go from maybe the weakest group of wide receivers to by far the most explosive and most talented. And I would have Antonio Brown on a one-strike policy. It feels like Brady wants to play with Antonio Brown, so at this point, you're not paying him $40 million. You're not giving Tom Brady huge money. You might as well give him what he wants. If he wants Antonio Brown, all right. Brady seems willing to stick his neck out for the guy. So I think the Buccaneers will compete for a Super Bowl in year one. How about you? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Here's Jack in Texas. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Thank you for taking my call. Enjoy your
program. Sure, anytime. Thank you.
Comment quick and a question. My
sure.
comment will be, I think you're absolutely right with Brady getting Antonio Brown. I think with the three there receivers, it'd be a dynamite deal. My question is this. Back when the conversation started about Brady leaving New England, all I heard was the places that he would go would be Oakland, or the Raiders, rather, and San Francisco maybe, or the Rams. I can't remember exactly, but I never heard anything about or staying in New England. I never did hear anything about Tampa Bay. Where did they come into the conversation? I must have missed it somehow.
You're talking about the Buccaneers as a fit for Brady?
Well, yeah, where they came into the conversation.
Well, that's a good question. I think people were doing some guesswork on what mattered to him. And, you know, at first it was, okay, he wants to be close to New York. He wants to play for a winning team. He wants to go somewhere that's a little bit more glamorous because he's got a celebrity wife. So when you were trying to find teams that check those boxes, Tampa Bay really wasn't a consideration. I mean, Tampa Bay isn't exactly, no offense to people down there on the west coast of Florida, but, you know, it's not the most cosmopolitan city in the NFL. His wife is a supermodel. So that was something that people were considering. And that's why they thought for his brand, you know, like LeBron going to the Lakers, thinking about what was best for Tom Brady's brand, Tampa Bay didn't really come up. But Tampa Bay offered Brady something that New England couldn't and few could. And that is an offense with a really good offensive coach, good offensive coaching staff, good offensive pieces, a chance for him to walk right in, turnkey operation, and be the catalyst for an explosive offense. And I think that the competitor and the competitive athlete in Brady is what really made the Buccaneers so appealing, something that he couldn't say no to. Here is Joey in Wisconsin on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Joey.
Hey, I think you're totally a homer, obviously, for Brady.
For who?
And
well, what do you mean by hold on before we go on, like when you say homer, what do you mean?
Well, you're a Patriots fan, obviously.
No, I'm not.
Well, it comes across that way.
Why? Because I'm saying pro things. I'm saying positive things about one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Well, I wouldn't say athlete of all time. I'd say he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but athlete, no.
So wait a minute. So quarterbacks aren't athletes?
I don't think Tom Brady's as athletic as a LeBron James, a Michael Jordan. You think he's as athletic as them? Really?
Well, he wouldn't beat them in the decathlon, but I'm talking about team sport professional athlete. All who's right. more accomplished than him?
Plus, you're also forgetting that for years he took below market value contracts, way
yep.
below market value.
Yeah.
Which allowed Belichick to put together a team around a guy that is definitely in consideration for the GOAT, probably is the GOAT, but took way below market value contracts. So
who's forgetting that?
You've yet to mention it. I haven't heard it all day.
He's taken less to play for Tampa Bay now. He's always taken less.
He's taking a market value contract for Tom Brady at 43.
No, he's not.
That's absolutely.
He's not.
He's not going to play beyond that level of
money. Let me ask you this question. Do you think that Ryan Tannehill is a better quarterback than Tom Brady?
At this point in their career, yes.
So you would take Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady right now?
For the future of a franchise, yes. Yes.
What has Ryan Tannehill done to deserve that kind of consideration?
He went to the NFC Championship last year. Where did
you mean,
Tom Brady
you mean
go
the last? You mean the AFC? Blake Bortles went to the AFC yeah. Championship game 2 years before that. Does that make him a good quarterback?
He was a decent quarterback on a decent contract at the time, yes.
So Blake Bortles is good.
I didn't say good, I said decent.
But your whole premise was that if you went to the championship, ipso facto, you're a good quarterback, is how I interpreted that.
No, I didn't say that. No, I said last year. We were talking about Tom Brady and
right.
Ryan Tannehill last year. Who was the better quarterback? Let's look at the stats. Who was the better quarterback?
Tannehill had a higher passer rating, and he went deeper in the playoffs. And if you want to evaluate the two, which clearly you are, that's what you're banking it on. I know when I watched Ryan Tannehill in the playoffs, it looked like the Titans were scared to death to ask him to throw the ball. They just wanted him to hand off to Derrick Henry. And as soon as they got into the game where they actually trailed and needed their quarterback to make plays, he didn't.
And that's exactly what happened with Tom Brady against them. He didn't make the plays if you watched the game. I'm not sure.
Against Tennessee?
You wanted to compare Ryan Tannehill.
No, I know. I'm just wondering if you do you think that the Patriots surrounded him with good offensive personnel last year?
No, and that okay. shows how that Belichick isn't the greatest coach of all time. He didn't surround.
There's a difference between coach and GM. I think Belichick the GM let down Belichick the coach last year.
Right, and he's going to go back just to what he was in Cleveland. He's going to go back to what he was in Cleveland. And Brady's going to play like a 43-year-old quarterback. That's all there is to it. He took low market value contracts all those years. I think if Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, if they took below market value contracts all those years like Brady did, we would be in a different conversation.
So you're saying what? Well, you're saying if Aaron Rodgers was playing for $25 million a year, he'd have 6 Super Bowls in Green Bay?
No, I'm not sure if you don't remember, Tom Brady took $14 million last year. So if, say, Russell Wilson took $14 million last year, what did he make, what did he make last year, 35, 36?
Yeah. Yep.
So if they had another $20 million to spread around on that defense last year or the offense or just the all-around team, they probably
Yeah, I think you're highlighting one of the great one of the more underappreciated things about Tom Brady is that he hasn't made his career all about the money, and
Correct.
That's allowed him
Absolutely.
To win more. Yeah,
absolutely, and that's what allowed him and Belichick to have such great success in New
sure.
England. And that's really the only reason. That's it.
That's the only reason why. Okay,
that's
I mean,
the
I don't
only reason.
Okay, I don't agree with that, but fair enough. Here's Nathan in Baltimore on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Nate.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
I was thinking that Bill Belichick should bring Jameis Winston in because working with Jameis Winston, I think Bill Belichick could calm him down and he would make less mistakes and be a better quarterback because Jameis Winston is really a hell of a good quarterback.
Well, I think, I think it's a bad sign for Winston's career that he's available, and it looks like from everything that's being reported that Belichick doesn't want him.
Oh, he
and
don't
I think
want him. That's...
He doesn't want him. And I think that's, to me, a mark against Winston because I agree with you. You think the raw material's there. You think the potential's there.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, the greatest coach of all time doesn't seem to have any interest in him. Now maybe that's because and thanks Nathan, maybe that's because of price. Maybe Jameis Winston right now still thinks he's a $25 million quarterback or even a $20 million quarterback or even a $15 million quarterback. And I think the market is plummeting on him. If I were Jameis Winston, I would want to go to a place like New England, even if it meant as a backup. I mean, look at the way it paid off for Teddy Bridgewater. He took a half a step backwards in New Orleans, backed up Drew Brees, got an opportunity, went 5-0, and now he's got $63 million to show for it. Here's Travis in Sacramento on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Travis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
The analogy you was using earlier about Brady is a better quarterback than Drew Brees because of the championships.
Oh, not only that, I mean, Brady's second all-time in passing yards and touchdowns. It's not like their numbers are, like, hugely different.
Well, before I start, I just wanted you to know I think Brady the greatest of all time. But just that analogy of a particular player is better because of his championships, it really does nothing. It's just like they asked the question to Michael Jordan, who is better, Kobe Bryant or LeBron James? And he says something like 5 is better than 2. Well, you could say the same thing about him and Bill Russell.
Right. I don't agree. I'm with you on that. I don't think it's the end-all, be-all. I think with NBA star players and with quarterbacks, it has to be part of the conversation. But I don't think it's black and white, and it doesn't sound like you think it is either. I don't think, you know, by that logic, you know, the all-time, you know, analogy or way of really illustrating that point is, I don't think anybody would tell you with a straight face they thought Trent Dilfer was better than Dan Marino, and that scoreboard is Dilfer 1, Marino 0. Come on. You know, Dan Marino is one of the 20 best quarterbacks in NFL history, and that might just be a conservative way of looking at it. So, yeah, it's not just championships. But Brady's numbers are close to Breeze, and it's 6-1. It's 6-1 championships. So that's why, and I think Breeze, just to be fair to everybody, I think Breeze is actually underrated as a quarterback historically. Like, he wasn't in the NFL's top 100 list of all-time greatest players. I thought that was a huge mistake. How do you leave him off? I don't have the complete list of quarterbacks that made the team over him, but to me, it's not a complete list without him. But I don't think it's the least bit controversial to say that Brady's better. And I expect Brady to win Breeze's division next year. It makes one of the least relevant teams in the NFL the biggest, most interesting watch. And we'll see what it does to the Patriots. I happen to think New England will still be good. I think they'll win the division. I think the love for the Bills has been over the top. Ditto the Dolphins. And I think the Jets are what they are, which is a poorly coached team that'll probably win 5 or 6 games. Hey, thanks so much for listening. You don't know how much it's meant to me today. Hopefully, it's been a distraction for you. Thanks to Anthony, Billy, Ryan, and everybody else back in New York. Andrew Filippone signing off, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.